高三英语一模听力。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Short conversations. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the questions you have heard.
Section A. 1. Could you please tell me where to find running shoes?
Yes, they'd be on the 3rd floor in sporting goods.
Question. Where is this conversation probably taking place?
Two. How much did you pay for your new stereo, Joan?
I got a great deal on it. They wanted $500 for it at a shop downtown, but I found it online for half that price.
Question. How much did the woman pay for the stereo? Three. I can't decide whether to take classes or to find a job this summer.
I think you can learn more by working, and you'll also make money for the next term.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? Four. I don't remember my homework. Can I call you tonight?
If you call me before 9, just leave me a message with my roommate.
Question. Why does the man want to make a phone call to the woman?
Five. What about your physics, Tom?
Oh, the teacher says that my physics is better than none.
Question. What can you learn about Tom? Six. Great. The doctor says maybe I can play basketball again in a few weeks.
That's terrific. It would be great if you could get back in time for the national game.
Question. What does he probably do? Seven. Hi, John. How was your trip to Hong Kong?
Oh, forget about it. I wish I had gone to Hangzhou.
Question. How was Tom's trip to Hong Kong?
Eight. In our science course, we use kilometers, but we use inches, feet, and yards in our daily life.
Your country uses pounds and ounces too, doesn't it?
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
Nine. The bus is so crowded that I can hardly breathe.
Have patience. It empties out quite a bit at the next stop.
Question. What does the man mean? Ten. Have you had any trouble finding a place to park?
Not so far. Thank goodness.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. I knew it was going to be a bad day when, on the way to the airport, the taxi driver told me we were lost. When we finally arrived, the woman at the reservation desk told me that my name was not on the passenger list. It took 15 minutes for her to realize that she had spelled my name incorrectly. She gave me my ticket and told me I'd better check in my luggage quickly or I'd miss my flight. I was the last person to get on the plane. I sat down and wondered if anything else could go wrong. The plane took off and everything seemed to be all right. Then, a few minutes later, there was a funny noise and everything started to shake. I looked out of the window and there was smoke coming out of the wing. All I could think of was, "The engine is on fire! We're going to crash!" Almost immediately, the captain spoke to us in a calm voice. "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're having a slight technical problem with one of our engines. There is no need to worry. We'll have to return to the airport. Please remain seated and keep your seatbelts fastened." A few minutes later, we were coming into land. We were safe. I caught another taxi and went home. But as I closed the front door, I looked down at my suitcase. Somehow, I had picked up somebody else's.
Now, listen again, please. I knew it was going to be a bad day when, on the way to the airport, the taxi driver told me we were lost. When we finally arrived, the woman at the reservation desk told me that my name was not on the passenger list. It took 15 minutes for her to realize that she had spelled my name incorrectly. She gave me my ticket and told me I would better check in my luggage quickly or I will miss my flight. I was the last person to get on the plane. I sat down and wondered if anything else could go wrong. The plane took off and everything seemed to be all right. Then, a few minutes later, there was a funny noise and everything started to shake. I looked out of the window and there was smoke coming out of the wing. All I could think was, "The engine is on fire. We're going to crash." Almost immediately, the captain spoke to us in a calm voice. "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're having a slight technical problem with one of our engines. There is no need to worry. We'll have to return to the airport. Please remain seated and keep your seatbelts fastened." A few minutes later, we were coming into land. We were safe. I caught another taxi and went home. But as I closed the front door, I looked down at my suitcase. Somehow, I had picked up someone else's.
11. What was the man's first unhappy experience that day?
Why did the plane fly back a few minutes after it took off?
13. What did the man find when he got home?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Good afternoon, everybody. Today, I'm glad to talk about women's career choices. Career officers around the country are reporting that more women are looking for jobs that have traditionally been held by men. Women's career choices are changing. There are many reasons. A very important one is the media, radio, and television. Girls see a popular young actor playing a car repairman, for example, and this makes them think, "Well, why not? Why couldn't I become a car repair woman?" Another reason is that career officers, like me, are trying very hard to make both sexes aware of all the job choices, including the non-traditional ones. Non-traditional job choices for women, for for example, will be things like gardening and car repairs. For men, housekeeping would be quite a non-traditional career choice. And of course, I'm not saying that things are changing overnight. Most girls still choose fixed jobs. For example, a research of Scottish school leavers showed 75% of girls still choose traditional women's job like nursing, teaching, or working in shops. But they are changing. It is very important that people change their attitudes, because at the moment, there are fewer and fewer children graduating from school in Britain. This means that we're going to need women more and more in the workforce. But women are not going to be qualified unless attitudes, both men's and women's, change completely. At the moment, the change isn't big or fast enough. And in some cases, Britain is seriously falling behind other countries.
Now listen again, please. Good afternoon, everybody. Today, I'm glad to talk about women's career choices. Career officers around the country are reporting that more women are looking for jobs that have traditionally been held by men. Women's career choices are changing. There are many reasons. A very important one is the media, radio, and television. Girls see a popular young actor playing a car repairman, for example, and this makes them think, well, why not? Why couldn't I become a car repair woman? Another reason is that career officers, like me, are trying very hard to make both sexes aware of all the job choices, including the non-traditional ones. Non-traditional job choices for women, for example, would be things like gardening and car repairs. For men, housekeeping would be quite a non-traditional career choice. And of course, I'm not saying that things are changing overnight. Most girls still choose fixed jobs. For example, a research of Scottish school leavers showed 75% of girls still chose traditional women's job, like nursing, teaching, or working in shops. But they're changing. It is very important that people change their attitude, because at the moment, there are fewer and fewer children graduating from school in Britain. This means that we're going to need women more and more in the workforce. But women are not going to be qualified unless attitudes, both men's and women's, change completely. At the moment, the change isn't big or fast enough, and in some cases, Britain is seriously falling behind other countries.
14. What is the change in women's career choices?
Why does TV play an important part in women's career choices?
What does the speaker imply about British women's career choices?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Frank. I didn't expect to see you here. I thought you and Claire were on holiday now.
Hi, Jenny. I had planned the trip to Hawaii to celebrate our 8th wedding anniversary.
Wow, you are so romantic.
But we finally decided to cancel it.
Oh, anything wrong? You look exhausted.
I'm actually good, Jenny. Thanks for asking. Though I just had a fight with Claire.
Oh, what's the problem, might I ask?
Well, it's about having children. You know, Claire and I have been working for 10 years, and we both are doing pretty well at our careers. So I think it is time to have a baby, you know, expand our family.
But Claire doesn't see it that way, does she?
No, unfortunately. She's still much more focused on her job. She thinks personal growth is her first priority right now, while children can wait.
So you mean it's not like she doesn't like children, but she'll rather concentrate on work for now?
I'm afraid so.
Well, she's got a point. Maybe you need to stop pushing her and give her some time to think it over.
Thank you. I think you're right. Hopefully, we'll work it out soon. Now listen again, please.
Hi, Frank. I didn't expect to see you here. I thought you and Claire were on holiday now.
Hi, Jenny. I had planned the trip to Hawaii to celebrate our 8th wedding anniversary.
Wow, you are so romantic.
But we finally decided to cancel it.
Oh, anything wrong? You look exhausted.
I'm actually good, Jenny. Thanks for asking, though. I just had a fight with Claire.
Oh, what's the problem, might I ask?
Well, it's about having children. You know, Claire and I have been working for 10 years, and we are both doing pretty well at our careers. So I think it's time to have a baby. You know, expand our family.
But Claire doesn't see it that way, does she?
No, unfortunately. She is still much more focused on her job. She thinks personal growth is her first priority right now, while children can wait.
So you mean it's not like she doesn't like children, but she'll rather concentrate on work for now?
I'm afraid so.
Well, she's got a point. Maybe you need to stop pushing her and give her some time to think it over.
Thank you. I think you're right. Hopefully, we'll work it out soon.
17. How long have Claire and Frank been married?
Why does Claire go without having children at the moment?
19. What does Jenny advise Frank to do?
20. What can we learn about Frank and Claire?